Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we boldly go where this podcast hasn't gone before.
Where's that?
To Spice World.
That was Cash Money.
Okay. Patrick, it has been about 3 months now since the pandemic, you know, forced us to stay at home.
Right.
And so it's been 3 months since we've been together recording at all, but we've been able to maintain it through modern technology, right?
And I think
it's worked out reasonably well. And one of the things we've been trying to do during this time is, you know, check in with other important people.
That's right.
Important people, people who matter, not just us. And so on this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
It's another intern check-in.
Yay!
And this episode, we're checking in with intern Mary. So, Mary Edelberg, how are you holding
up? Hey, guys. I am awake. I mean, I'm all right.
Okay.
We're all healthy here.
Good.
Now, you are also in Northern Virginia, the same as us.
Correct.
Just a different suburb. So, you know, what has your life been like over the last 3 months?
It's been a lot of in the house. And I've been learning a lot. I've been walking around my neighborhood when my allergies haven't been trying to kill me. And a lot of at home. We have started doing a Friday date night. So just go and eat fast food and like nobody cooks. And then we come home and we watch all the TV.
Yep.
But other than that, pretty much nothing has changed. I haven't been working at the Y.
Right.
Though they just opened 2 weeks ago for outdoor classes only. But, you know, the way my allergies are set up, I can't teach yet.
Right.
So you teach, it's like aqua fitness kind of class, or what is that?
Correct. I teach an aqua fitness, aqua hit class. But I don't know if they're going to open the pools back up for some time. So they're doing outdoor HIIT classes, and they're actually doing cycling outside. It's all very interesting, but I'm like, I can't sweat with you guys for an hour in the nature. But I love
right.
What have you been doing yourself in terms of, like, you know, fitness and activity and all that sort of thing? You mentioned the walks, but has it been tough otherwise?
Actually, no, it hasn't. You know, when I'm motivated to work out, I've actually gotten like 3 certifications for new modalities.
Wow.
It's slowed down a little bit. April, I got a Strong by Zumba certification. And so that's Zumba's like strength training HIIT class. And then in May, I got the TRX certification, so I can teach those and I can, you know, use the one on the back of my door. And now I'm waiting to hear back from a yoga, a class that teaches yoga. So I'm going to become a certified yoga instructor next couple of months.
I loved when I did yoga. I haven't done it in some time because my work schedule doesn't work out with the studio that's right over here. The times they have, they seem to just do mostly classes like during the day when I'm at work. So anyway, but I really enjoyed it when I did yoga. I did it for a couple of years and I just thought it was just tremendous, just a tremendous practice. But, I'm so, I guess, sort of envious of you that you have this motivation that I don't be in this willpower because, I had when 2020 started, let's go back to a time that we that's hard to remember
time?
Now, right? But when 2020 started, I did the thing that you know, a lot of people do, which was that I joined a gym. And in the past, when I have belonged to a gym, it has been very motivating for me because of the cost. The cost factor is what really motivates me, right? Because it's like I'm paying for this, I am using it, right? And so I was really great in the past when I've belonged to gyms. So I joined one for this year and it was a brand new one. It's really close to my house and the opening kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed. And finally they were set to open in like middle of March.
Oh,
right. Oh. So I have yet to I've yet to go to this gym. And I have lost pretty much all motivation and willpower to do any kind of like exercise on my own. This whole experience for me has really been bad for my middle section. So,
yeah, so, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Cheers though. To you.
a lot of my friends that teach, they've gone virtual. So the certifications I've gotten have all been online. I live on the second floor. So out of respect for my neighbors, I haven't been doing a whole lot of jumping up and down, but like the strong class was an 8-hour class and it was just me in front of this wall, up and down, burpees and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's great. What about you, Patrick? How you've been feeling physically through this?
Pretty good. I'll tell you guys one thing that's interesting. I've been helping my brother-in-law renovate a house they own. It's a one-level house, actually, over by Landmark Mall in sort of the Alexandria Annandale area. And I've gotten a lot of good exercise from tearing up an old kitchen floor, ripping all the joists out, and resurfacing it with new beams and supporting all the thing and then laying down all the plywood. So it's been a lot of work. So that's been good. It's good to do something with your hands that you can sort of concentrate on without having to be too cerebral. Just kind of, you know, get in there and do some physical work, get a good lather going.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I'll tell you, though, one thing I was thinking of, we were talking, I guess, to Tim Hoffman the other day on a recent episode, and
that you may not have heard yet.
It's coming up soon.
Yeah, that's right.
And Tim said, well, the last time I went anywhere out was that live event you guys did on The Who. And I was thinking, Mary was there with her husband, yep. Very, very nice guy. I was talking to him for quite a while, and really it was great to meet Mary, you know, at that and meet him and everything. That was that the last time you had done anything, Mary, or was there another event you had gone to before the lockdown?
I mean, that was probably the biggest thing that we did, yeah, before the lockdown happened.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing I did all year. So.
Yeah, mostly the grocery store is okay. our weekly event now.
Yeah. Yeah, we have Giant has a delivery service called Peapod, and like you essentially have to get in line like 2 weeks ahead to schedule a delivery, but we've been doing that, and that's very handy. They'll just drop it outside, you know, on the front step and everything. So that's cool.
Wow. Again, you're better than I am. So good for both of you. Okay. So Mary, as we've discussed with the other interns on these check-in episodes, well, first of all, let people know if they don't know already how it is that you help us put out this show.
So I am the other audio intern, Girl Power, me and Sammy.
Seriously.
Testing things up and make them sound like amazing podcasts.
Yes.
Yes, it's totally true. If you guys could hear what we give Mary versus what comes out, you would understand the brilliance. And I got to say, Mary has taken the sound effects on this podcast to another level completely. So it's been amazing.
I've also been trying to learn how to use synthesizers in my spare time. So stand by for more.
Oh, that's very cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Anything. Yeah. You want to throw anything like that into these episodes, you just, you know, have at it. You do a great job. You really do a great
Absolutely.
Job. And we're so happy to have you part of the team here.
Thank you.
Okay. And so the other question we have when we talk with the interns to do the check-ins, because we're concerned about them, has there been any music that's been helping you, you know, with the situation?
I mean, I've been kind of going back into, you know, pre-COVID times to kind of get my good feelings up. A lot of oldies still. Spice Girls. I don't know if I actually... I thought about something like that for our, what you're listening to. I don't know if I made it, but Spice World has been helping me through a lot.
Shake it to the right, shake it to the left, shake it to the right, give it what you feel.
Is it you? So you mentioned sort of like, is there sort of a nostalgia factor to something like that?
Yeah,
that helps you mentally.
Yeah, it's just like I like a lot of new stuff, and I have been listening to a lot of new stuff. But it's like week by week, it's like, I'm in the mood for some country. This week is like EDM dance music.
Oh, so nice. You must have been like a baby when that Spice Girls stuff came out, right?
No, I was the appropriate age for Spice Girls. I was like late elementary, early middle school.
Was that a really big thing with like you and your friends then?
It was, because I was on dance team all throughout middle school. Oh, so we were using a lot of those songs. So it's just like,
They're super poppy, right, Patrick? You remember those songs?
I do. And you heard Mary mention what we're listening to. That is a feature that's in our email newsletter that comes out on Friday. So anybody, as you've heard us mention on the show, can go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, and sign up with your email address. That's all. And you get these amazing picks each week that Jim and myself, and more importantly, the interns, do. And I love when the interns, we use a Slack communication channel. I love it when the interns turn each other on to music. That's really cool. And that happened this week because Sammy, I guess, is it Aida, Mary?
Aida,
the Broadway cast album. You recommended that or turned Sammy onto that. And that was her pick this week. So that was, I thought, really cool.
I saw that. I was really excited. I don't know. She got a lot more info about Disney musicals than she probably wanted. I'm glad that she liked it.
I think it's great.
So Sammy is out in California, Northern California,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you mentioned sort of the girl power, right? So, do you guys like, I don't even know. Do you guys like communicate outside of, you know, the Slack channel stuff that we see or?
Yeah. I definitely am always in her inbox. Hey, Sammy, what are you doing? I send her weird memes. Like I try to like contain the weird to just very specific channels. I don't want you guys to think I'm crazy.
No, but I just think this is great that, you know, you guys have like developed this friendship virtually, right?
Yeah.
Through this connection, right? I think that's wonderful.
It's really cool. And because she is out in Northern California, like I did reach out to her a couple of months ago because we're probably headed that way in a couple of months, you know.
Oh, wow.
Ben's job, so like we're gonna be neighbors.
Oh, cool!
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
you guys will have to start your own podcast then.
Look, she's always so busy though. Like she has real work and stuff. I'm like, I know that you're probably in a meeting right now. I'm just gonna interrupt you with this cat meme because I wanted someone to talk to.
She seems to have like five jobs plus she does this, you know, editing for us. I don't know how she does it all.
Right, she's pretty amazing.
Well, you are as well. So where were we going, Patrick? What else did we?
Oh, I was going to say I greatly appreciate Mary being the first one to always on Thursday remember to put their what we're listening to picks in there. It's like so important to me as the person who sort of gathers up the pieces
and like puts the Thursday email together. Ritual.
Yeah, it's very important. Every Thursday, I'm like, yes, Mary has gotten the ball rolling. So
I feel like it's a great way to start the day. I was like, Thursday's here.
Yes. I'm getting closer to the end of the week. But one thing I was going to ask you, Mary, like we talk about, well, maybe you kind of answered it a little bit, like, because how are you breaking up the monotony of just kind of being home all the time? You said on Friday nights, you and Ben are going out and just like getting junk food and fast
right,
food
and
watching
around.
Movies. Yeah. Have you guys been doing anything else to sort of mark like this Wednesday or, you know, this is like instead of just becomes this blur of time, right? Where you don't know what day it is. And it's just, it's really weird.
It's actually really funny that you asked. So I made Tuesday cleaning the house day.
Nice.
Just because that was a day that I used to be off from the Y. Mm. But basically Tuesday is chores day. And now that he's here, he has chores. So grocery store happens, you know, laundry happens. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday, nothing too special happens on Wednesday. Sometimes I go out and do my walk. And then we're like, man, it's Thursday. And that's when I put my stuff in the chat. And
yes.
We're like, it's Thursday. And then by Friday, we're like, dang, where did we go?
It's so important to have stuff like that. It really is. Because otherwise, it just, you know, early on, I think a lot of people were struggling with the fact, like, what day is it? I don't know what's going on. There was no, you know, for me, there was no sports to watch. There was, which was kind of how I would mark the time. You know, it's Friday or Saturday and there's soccer on or, you know, something like that. But it's, I mean, I'm so glad that sports are coming back in a limited way. But man, you've got to have those things to mark your time. It's really crazy.
Yeah, it's super important.
So last time we talked, or when we did an episode where you like sort of, you know, just started working with us, you mentioned your love of Disney musicals, right? So
yeah.
Do you watch a lot of that stuff? Is that one way you sort of like spend your time is watching those old movies?
So we're like still holding out on Disney Plus. Like we haven't gone there yet, but we have cycled through a couple of streaming services. We kind of committed to CBS All Access. And so we just plowed through like Star Trek Discovery. We're about to do the final episodes for Star Trek Picard. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm obsessed with Star Trek.
Okay. No, I didn't know.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, wait, what is that? Do you have
it's my Star Trek tattoo.
You have a Star Trek tattoo?
I do. I have on Star Trek earrings right now. I'm kind of a nerd.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, this is a good topic. Okay.
I did get a new iPhone and they were like Apple Plus TV. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. But then I saw this show called C, and it's about two twins that are born sighted in a world that has been unsighted for like 500 years. Like everybody in this society has been born blind for generations. And I'm very interested to see what they're going to do sonically with this show. So I got that. I haven't started watching it yet, but
very interesting concept.
Yeah. So I want to go back to this Star Trek thing. So how did you, when did that develop in your life? Your obsession with Star Trek?
Well, my dad, we used to sit around on the weekend and watch Next Gen and wrestling. Next Gen and wrestling. That's what we did on the weekend. it's kind of been something that's followed me throughout my life. It's kind of like comfort TV. I got into the original series. It was, you know, monsters and really cool tech stuff. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I really like space. So, I mean, sci-fi is kind of right in my wheelhouse. Did you guys watch The Launch?
No.
Yes. Did you?
I didn't.
Yes.
So I watched that. That was like my whole, I almost watched the whole thing. It was kind of embarrassing. It's like, they're going to be in orbit for 19 hours. I did go to sleep, but it was, I woke up early to watch them die. It was a thing. But I like space.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Thanks for not just coming on today, but for everything you do.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It was good seeing you guys and talking to you and, you know, checking in.
Well, I tell you, it warms my heart when listeners to our show, members of our community, they either call the Suburbs Pod line, right, Jim, or we're talking to them in for an episode or maybe on one of the Friday night Hoot Nannies or something, and they always mention the interns, and I think that's very, very important. So we want you guys to know how much they do for us and how important it is that we really just are a team And it's very important.
Yeah.
So.
My favorite thing is that almost to a person now, people who call and leave a message will say, Jim, Patrick, and interns.
I know. Right? That's great.
It's wonderful. Yes. The community is a beautiful thing. So
may have been immortalized in song also.
That's awesome.
There's a special song we're going to debut on tomorrow's episode. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to want to hear that. Original song about essentially about the podcast. So that's going to be on tomorrow. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that things are going well for you, Mary, and that you guys are holding up okay. And you have, you know, some excitement ahead this year. That's a good thing. It gets your mind focused in the right direction moving forward, right? So onward.
And I'll keep you guys up to date, you know. Just be in California one day. Hey, me and Sammy are just hanging out here.
Oh, man. That's a nice thing. So, okay. Yeah. Is there a particular song maybe we should play out with? Is there something you'd like us to play here?
I actually just found this Lady Gaga song. I don't know how you feel. It's Lady Gaga and Elton John. It's called Sign from Above. S-I-N-E.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's play that. If anyone would like to, I guess, you know, send well wishes to Mary, you can call
612-440-1984.
Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Thanks again, Mary Edelberg. We so appreciate all of your efforts. And I guess that's about it. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been
Intern Mary.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I just yesterday had Popeyes deliver to my house.
Nice.
That's where I am right now. Yeah.